In focus today, the fate of the European Union. After voter rejection of the EU's constitution in France and the Netherlands, some say Europe's stability is seriously shaken. VOA's Yele De Franceschi looks at whether the EU's 25 member states and its 450 million citizens can chart a new course to a common future.
The European Union is not on its knees, said Jean-Claude Juncker, Prime Minister of Luxembourg and President of the European Council at the recent summit in Washington. Yet several days earlier, Mr. Juncker declared in Brussels the continent is in a state of deep crisis over the failure of European leaders to agree on the Union's budget. Failure to find common economic ground came just weeks after voters in France and the Netherlands dealt what some observers call a lethal blow to the Union's proposed new constitution. And they say the first casualty of Europe's latest crisis is EU's further expansion. For years, European Union's enlargement was viewed as necessary for maintaining stability and prosperity of the continent. Deeper political integration promised by the new constitution was supposed to strengthen the bloc's coherence. But many analysts say the process has met with unsustainable expenditures, institutional inefficiencies, and an ever-expanding bureaucracy. John Hosman of the Heritage Foundation in Washington describes the recent constitution setback as a vote against the rule of bureaucrats and a continent ordered from the top down. He argues that most Europeans resent turning over ever more aspects of their lives to technocrats who are detached from most people's concerns.
There's a huge democratic deficit in Europe between the rulers and the ruled, both at the national level and at the European level. The European Union will continue to exist, but a notion of some sort of strongly unified Europe, I think, which was always a false one, has now been proven to be false. The European emperor is wearing no clothes.
Since the end of World War II, European countries have evolved into advanced welfare states with high taxes and generous vacation, unemployment, and retirement benefits. But what many Europeans view as the stability of the system comes with a price. According to analyst John Hosman, a stagnating economy, deepening unemployment, cheap immigrant labor, an endangered social welfare system, and mounting competition from globalization are part of that price. He adds there's a feeling among many Europeans that their leaders can no longer guarantee upward mobility and economic security.
The French, German, Italian core is in economically dire straits. 12% unemployment in Germany, 10% unemployment in France, and Italy with over 106% of GDP debt. That will discredit an elite if the elite says don't worry about things and trust us, when that elite has proven not to be very effective managing economies.
But Stephen Sable, professor of European studies at the Johns Hopkins University, recently visited several European capitals, and he says the EU's current crisis should not be overemphasized.
I think the European movement will continue to go forward. It's based on very realistic interests, both political and economic, and there really is no serious alternative to the European Union. None of these states can really contend anymore on the international stage as a nation states. They need more weight behind them, and Europe provides that sort of weight.
Professor Sable says the constitutional setback may spark a much-needed debate over Europe's future that so far has been lacking, and it might save the EU from an open-ended commitment on expansion that could have been fatal to its own political unity. And what does the EU crisis hold for U.S.-European relations? The U.S. has consistently called for a strong, peaceful, and democratic Europe that, along with America, would pursue a common global agenda in the war on terrorism, the promotion of freedom and democracy, and the containment of nuclear proliferation, something President Bush reaffirmed at the recent U.S.-EU summit in Washington.
The United States continues to support a strong European Union as a partner in spreading freedom and democracy and security and prosperity throughout the world. My message to these leaders and these friends was that we want a Europe strong so we can work together to achieve important objectives and important goals.
Yet many analysts say if Europe's crisis continues, it could shake America's perception of the EU as a reliable partner. According to John Hosman of the Heritage Foundation, Europe matters to America, but he doubts whether Brussels can work in tandem with Washington.
When the EU is unified on an issue, we'll work with them at that level. But I think more and more we're going to work with them at a state-to-state level, where very rarely do all Europeans agree on much of anything, and we're going to have to get used to living in that much more complicated world.
The problem I think the U.S. is going to be facing, though, is the EU is going to be so wrapped up with itself the next 10 years in terms of trying to deal with all these issues.
Stephen Sable of the Johns Hopkins University already predicts a period of stagnation in which the U.S. might view the EU as an ineffective partner. He adds, the sooner the European Union finds its way, the sooner the world's two richest, most democratic, most powerful entities, Europe and the United States, can develop their shared goals. For Focus, I'm Yela De Francesco.